What do you see as the most pressing health problem that all of us face right now?
I think one of the most pressing health problems that we face is that we really have to overturn the paradigm that weight loss is not just about diet and exercise anymore. I think we have to take into consideration what is going on in the environment, and one of the most overlooked and neglected underlying causes of our overweight dilemma may be chemicals, not calories.
Explain.
Well, we're living in a sea of chemicals, and I think they're not only making us sick, but they're also making us fat. And you've heard that old adage when they say your metabolism slows down as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might be true, George, but I don't think it's because of old age. I think it's because of toxic overload. In fact, that kind of connection between the toxins in the environment and your waistline is so compelling that there's now a new name for chemicals that promote obesity. They're now called obesogens.
Jeez.
So I think that's a really fitting title. So you can be doing everything right, but you can be getting zapped from all those chemicals in the environment that you simply are not aware of. Even if you turn on your faucet, you're exposed to one of our major obesogens, and it's gotten a lot of bad press lately. That's the perchlorate, which comes mostly from the manufacture of rocket fuel. So these chemicals interfere with the production of the thyroid hormone. They block the uptake of iodine, and then we've got a whole bunch of new chemicals that really seem to mimic the effects of estrogen, and they're known as false estrogens or xenoestrogens that I believe are also making us fat. So taking into effect the environment as well as our emotions, I think, is critical for 2011.
Are we getting bombarded with all these things, Ann Louise?
My gosh, George, we are. And, you know, the use of these synthetic or xenoestrogens has really skyrocketed since World War II. We see them in the form of weight-inducing animal feeds and then plastics. Plastics are all over the place. The most ubiquitous that I'm familiar with now is the bisphenol A, which is an ingredient in polycarbonate plastics that are used in those refillable water containers and baby bottles. So all of this starts to contribute to estrogen overload, and one of the symptoms of that is a tendency to gain weight. And I think that fat gain, especially around the abdomen, the hips, the thighs, are becoming very common because excess estrogen has a propensity for salt retention, which in turn creates a lot of bloating and waterlogged tissues that so many of us are suffering from.
Now, when you talk about fat flush for life, what are you saying?
I'm talking about flushing out all those toxins. I'm talking about shoring up the most important detoxifying organs like your liver, as well as your lymphatic system. Your liver is your body's filter. The lymph channels are your body's drainage system. And in that way, you can start flushing the fat, increasing metabolism, and even getting rid of cellulite if you're a female that has any areas that are drooping or sagging or bagging. It's a remarkable program. It's been around for about 20 years.
Do you generally see results pretty quickly?
I'm going to tell you this, George, with this program. First came out in 1988 in my first book called Beyond Pritikin, and we saw results within 2 weeks. And so the program became known as the 2-week fat flush. And I think what's important for people in this day and time is that they see quick results, because then that motivates them to really jumpstart a healthy eating program for life. It's not about fad dieting. It's about seeing results so that you're motivated to continue and you want to be healthy for the rest of your life. Now, this particular program is very unique because it targets the liver unlike any other detox program that I know of. And the liver is important because, first and foremost, it's a fat-burning organ. We know it's your body's filter in terms of breaking down all the toxins and hormones and chemicals and drugs and heavy metals that are out there. But it's also important in terms of breaking down fats. And if it's lacking certain nutrients, then it can't do its job properly. So I target the liver, I give you liver-loving foods, and a very unusual signature beverage known as my Cran Water that really starts to emulsify fat in the lymphatic system and gets the kinds of results very quickly by acting as a natural diuretic and also opening up the liver's detox pathways, so you're cleansing your system back to health.
What is vitriol fat, Ann Louise?
Well, we've got different kinds of fat that are out there. And to be very honest with you, we now believe that fat is an endocrine organ, and it is very toxic if it's not dealt with properly. So what we try to do in the Fat Flush plan is give you all the elements that you need to burn off fat properly, either through supplements or through our CRAN water, and replace some of that bad fat with the good fats that you get from the omega-3 oils, which is why flaxseed oil and fish oil, as well as CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, are very important for the program. All of these, I note, in the book, The Fat Flush Plan and Fat Flush for Life, are really called skinny fats. So it jumpstarts your body's ability to burn fat and also triggers the burning of a brown fat that many people have, which becomes dormant as we grow older and seem to grow fatter. So the idea is that you eat fat to lose fat. You supplant your liver with lots of very nourishing foods, including that CRAN water, as well as warm water and a little bit of lemon juice in the morning. And you also need to understand that there are certain foods that can be very toxic and can even create 10 pounds of water weight bloat. So I reduce all of those in the diet. And those are those food sensitivities, George, that we're hearing about, primarily from wheat, from dairy, from yeast, from sugar, and corn.
Ah, okay. And so that you retain a lot of water with that.
Well, you do, and those are almost like hidden food poisons every day that cause weight gain. We find that a lot of these foods can cause partially digested food that easily passes through your intestinal lining. It gets into your bloodstream. It ends up in your tissues, and then it causes inflammation. So your body responds to this as a kind of toxin by retaining water to try to dilute the effect of such a toxic response. And when you eat foods to which you may have a sensitivity, that can also lead to food addiction and binging. So cutting out the most prevalent food sensitivities, and again, that would be your wheat, your dairy, your yeast, your sugar, and I would even rate soy and corn up there. Maybe the way in which you can decrease appetite and increase metabolism.
Okay, we just got off Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Okay, people generally will eat around that portion of the holidays. Is that okay? I mean, can you cheat once in a while?
Absolutely, as long as you get right back on Fat Flush. And you can definitely cheat once in a while because that's life. You can't be feeling deprived. It's very important that whatever eating program that you embrace, you never feel deprived. Because one of the reasons for overeating, of course, is fulfilling those emotions of being deprived, not being rewarded properly. And so I even created a program that is an ultra-fat flush called the Smoothie Shakedown that allows people within even a shorter time than the 2 weeks to see tremendous results.